during the Hajj. It was a completely different experience, and that was just that was really kind of affirming of your faith, but also quite an eye opener, because when you we travelled with just a group of Asian people, and actually getting to Makkah and actually seeing, at the airport, thousands and thousands of Muslims, from every ethnic background. I just remember when we landed at Jeddah Airport, just looking around, thousands and thousands and thousands of obviously Muslim people, but from every ethnic background you could think of. There were Chinese Muslims, there were African Muslims, there were Indonesians. It was just amazing. So it was quite, I think it was overwhelming more than anything. But I think what really struck me was when we went to Medina, and I remember particularly at Fajr time, walking to go and pray Fajr at the Mosque of the Prophet ﷺ. Just walking in this almost an army of people, and that was amazing, because they were people of all colours and sizes and shapes. And I remember the Indonesian people all walked together, and very regimented kind of, and they all followed this this person holding up a flag kind of thing, and the Turkish people all walked together, and it was almost like an army. And you were just walking along, they're dressed as well, it was almost like a uniform, and so you could tell where people from in that sense. But I remember particularly at Fajr, praying outside the mosque, because you're talking so many people, so the mosque inside is full, and so praying on the marble outside. And I remember going into ruku just a couple of seconds after everybody, and this was just one of the most amazing experiences. You just saw a sea of white, going down into ruku, and that was just so amazing to feel, you were part of this. It's indescribable. Besides everything else, you really feel the collectiveness. You really do feel that you are a brotherhood or whatever. You feel that you really are part of something quite special. What was very incredible was actually being, and maybe I don't know if it is, but coming from Africa, from Zimbabwe, which was Rhodesia, so from a very apartheid kind of background, coming to Britain, I found very humbling, because the person standing next to you could have been working as your servant in Africa, actually going for Hajj, and the person standing next to you is very different from you, but he's a Muslim and he's there for the same purpose. And even though you can tell by the way people dress, etc., where they're from or whatever, in reality, I don't think you actually notice the difference, because you're all just there for the same thing. I think being with lots of different Muslims from so many different backgrounds, affirms your identity as a Muslim, most definitely. You're part of something. You're part of a unit or an ummah or whatever you want to call it, but you are part of something.